A fish in the womb? Surely not.
Answers with Ken Ham, host of the video Evolution, the Anti-God Religion of Death. Well, Ken, some abortion clinics teach that abortions are okay because women are only getting rid of a fish-like creature, for example. What is the tie between abortion and evolution?
Imagine this situation. A teenager walks into a doctor's office. She's a few weeks pregnant and wants an abortion. The doctor, and in this case he's actually a Christian friend of mine, gives the young lady a paper and pen and then says to her, "Please draw for me what you think your baby looks like at this stage." Well, she drew something that looks like a jellyfish or a fish. She didn't draw anything that resembled a human being. The doctor then showed the girl that what was in her womb didn't resemble a jellyfish or fish. It was really a human baby with arms, legs, fingers, toes, face, and so on. The girl was shocked. Now, where then did she ever get this idea that her baby looked like a fish? Well, sadly, this information comes through the education system, and it's been used by many to justify abortion. An ardent evolutionist popularized this idea that an embryo develops in its mother's womb and it goes through supposed evolutionary stages of jellyfish, fish, reptile, and so on. But this idea was shown to be false over 60 years ago. Yes, human embryos are fully human.
At AnswersRadio.com, we'll show you how an evolutionary worldview has given many people the justification to commit all sorts of evil acts. Discover more when you go to AnswersRadio.com.